You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Was the punishment that the Egyptian did not permit Am Yisrael to go to Beit Knesset and do Tefillah. So now these creatures popped up in Mitzrayim all over the place. Even they broke the tile and then they came out from the ground and they went to stomach of everybody, especially Paro. And they started the orchestra. In their stomach, you could hear these frogs all over the Mitzrayim. So now there's an interesting quote that we see in the Torah. It says, the Sephardeia came out. So we learned that actually was
one
Sephardeia. So what happened all of a sudden, they... very nice. So now, so obviously, you see such a huge Sephardeia, so it could be very scary and it could demolish everything and cause lots of danger. So people try to give the Sephardeia some lesson. So they took their stick and the knives and so on. So as the Sephardeia was attacked by Egyptian, it divided to more, like one hit, another 10, another hit, another 20, another hit, 30. So this way, you know, the one Sephardeia turned to thousands of little Sephardeia. So now the question that start to ask, you know, fine, you know, let's say, for example, God forbid, not for anyone, like two cars ran into each other. So after they hit one another, what do they do? What do they do?
Get out of the car to see if the other person is okay or not.
No, they say, so, you know, we got to the accident, let's do it more. They, you know, they press on the gas, say, you know, let's do it, final job. You're not going to do such a thing, no? So now, if you see, when you hit the frog, and then it becomes more frog, would you hit it more?
No.
So why these guys, you know, they keep hitting it? I mean, if you see the damage just becomes more and more, so obviously you have to stop. I mean, that's only logic. You don't need to be chacham. So you see, you know, the disaster becomes more and more. So wouldn't you stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened all of a sudden?
Logic sometimes doesn't work in their heads. You panic and you do what's wrong instead of doing what you
want. Why people, when they panicking, they do otherwise?
They feel that they're not in control and things happen, they get what they want.
What makes a person to be in control?
No.
What do you need to be under control? Yeah? Like a goy, let's say, a non-Jew. How does he manage himself? How does he control himself? He doesn't, you know, the emunah is not related. But it's very simple. Huh? Okay.
Goy has
no control. No, of course they do. You know, they have some type of manners. They, you know, they have classes for management, anger management, this management, that management, eating management, sleeping management, management for management. You know, they have all types of management. You need brain. It's very simple, brain. So that means when you are upset at something, and you're angry at something, that means you don't have?
Brain.
It's very simple. That means, so, if one is temperamental, he is, you know, jumps and gets angry, he's lack of
brain.
It's an unbelievable thing. Why? Because you see, you know, keep hitting, it becomes more and more and more. Stop! But the logic is not there. Why? Because you need a brain that the logic will apply. But when there's no brain, there's no logic. So what is that teaching us? You know, sometimes people, I mean, never run into such a circumstances, I know. People, they have a difference of opinion. When you have a difference of opinion, so what happens?
You argue.
So now you argue. So now, just imagine the argument as a frog. So now, you have these circumstances that is a frog. So now, you dealing with the frog. That is the subject that you're arguing. So now you have a choice. You stay back and you keep quiet and you relax. The frog, the single frog, stays single frog. But if you lose your brain, so what do? You keep hitting it, and you see it gets worse and worse. He screams, and you scream louder. He screams louder, it's a tiqiyat eruah, it's a shivarim. And then you see the damages, but you don't stop. Why? Because when you get out of control, what happens to the brain? It goes to Palm Spring on vacation. So it's not there. And this is what we learn from the Makat Sephardia. The unfortunate thing here is that we see and we sense the damages, but still we don't stop. And we keep going and going and going and going. And we observe all the disaster that created. And that's why we have to make sure the Chas V'Shalom, our brain, will be functioning. And the damages, Chas V'Shalom, will not expand and becomes worse and worse. And here is an unbelievable thing. And it's so hard to understand when these people, they see all these terrible things that is coming up. So stop! You don't stop. And it's exactly how these people, when they deal with one another, when they have a different opinion, when they argue, and then these disasters is going to, Chas V'Shalom, create such a unfortunate thing. Families, people, relationships, kids. Why? Because I could have stopped. I didn't stop. So why didn't you stop? You see what's happening. My mind wasn't working. And that's what we learn from here. That we have to have the tools, the Chas V'Shalom. Don't make the frogs are more and more and more and more and more. It's going to go to your stomach and do gurgur. And you know what that is? And that's what happened. Hashem is like, you know, that we gurgur less.
Amen.
And with that, Hashem, you scare our way.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.